to these ministers that are sitting here that I feel are more capable than I. And I stand up here feeling my... Amen. I stand before you tonight feeling a great insufficiency within myself. And I desire your prayers. I feel like I came with a burden for this meeting, and a burden on my heart. And by the help of the Lord, I want to bring this burden before you tonight. Need your prayers. I'd like for you to turn to number 502. Brother Salmon's already touched on my burden tonight in his exhortation before prayer. And by the help and the grace of God, we want to deliver what the Lord has put on our heart. Will you join me in singing this song? Let it sink into your heart. Are you ready, waiting for the Lord? See the signs, proclaim Him near. In the awful thunder of His word, now His coming steps we hear. Thou art coming, O my Savior, can send Thy flaming light. Now the burning of Thy Spirit sweeps away the works of night. Quickly coming in Thy glory with Thy bright angelic train, we shall see Thee in Thy beauty and forever with Thee reign. Now are many running to and fro, sweeps away the works of night. Quickly coming in Thy glory with Thy bright angelic train, we shall see Thee in Thy beauty and forever with Thee reign. Hark the solemn warning unto all, judgment's coming, oh, how soon. Flee, O man, at mercy's final call. Heaven trembles at the utter doom. Thou art coming, O my Savior, and send Thy flaming light. Now the burning of Thy Spirit sweeps away the works of night. Quickly coming in Thy glory with Thy bright angelic train, we shall see Thee in Thy beauty and forever with Thee reign. Last verse. Christ is come, bring all the heavenly sight, our beloved it can delay. For His bride is robed in snowy white, ready for that glorious day. Thou art coming, O my Savior, who can stand Thy flaming light. Now the burning of Thy Spirit sweeps away the works of night. Quickly coming in Thy glory with Thy bright angelic train, we shall see Thee in Thy beauty and forever with Thee. going to be a wonderful and a glorious time for those that are ready. For those that are not ready, the Word says that they'll cry for the rocks and the mountains to hide them from the face of the Lord. We know that that time is very near at hand. The Apostle Paul said this in Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Read at the 19th verse down through the 25th. All we have tonight is the Word, but by the help of God and His Word, we trust that your hearts will be stirred tonight. We'll be challenged. We will be stirred and incited to a state or condition of preparedness, of readiness. The Apostle Paul said in the 19th verse of the 10th chapter, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see, as ye see, the day approaching." The day of God's, or of the Lord's, return is approaching more rapidly than we can imagine. We realize that the Word tells us that that time is very near at hand, and that said in His Word that no one would know the day nor the hour. Jesus even said that the angels did not know the day nor the hour. He did not know the day nor the hour. Only the Father knew that. And the Son. Neither the Son, but the Father. That's what I say. He did not know the day nor the hour. But He, when the disciples asked Him over in, I believe it was maybe in Matthew, in the 24th chapter, as He was speaking to His disciples, and they asked Him what would be the sign of His coming. And as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of Thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus went on to say many things within that chapter, but He said this. He said that as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. That they would be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, as it had been up until that time when God sent the flood. Noah had built the ark. God set the flood and took those away, took them all away. People did not realize. They could not understand. They could not comprehend, even though Noah had preached 120 years possibly, that the Lord was going to destroy the world by a flood. People heard the message, but they were sleeping. Yes. They were not aware. Well, Jesus said, "As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man." Yes. And He also said, "Learn a parable of the fig tree." He said, "When you see the fig tree putting forth its leaves, you know that summer is nigh." We can see the signs of the time that we are in today. We realize that we are in the perilous times.
We are in the evil day such as never been before. We realize that we have a responsibility to be awakened, to be awake and aware, not sleep as others sleep, to be watching and be sober, to know in our heart what the Lord has told us, and to know that because of the wickedness of the world and things that are coming upon the world, wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes, many things coming upon the earth, and men's hearts failing them because of those things that are coming upon the earth. We realize that we are in times that have never been. Trouble all over the world. Trouble at home, so to speak, in our own nation. Things coming to pass. Things taking place. Things that are going to take place. I'm no prophet of doom. I don't believe that. But this coming election is going to reveal some things to us, I'm afraid, that we've never seen before. I know that there is things happening in the world today, peace efforts being made. Our president, Mr. Gorbachev, premier of Russia, has sat down and talked and come to agreements. Things are taking place, possibly in an outset, looking good to some people. Peace has been made between Iran and Iraq. That's supposed to be settled for a while. Peace efforts are being made other places, but the thought came to me, when they shall cry peace and safety, an awful destruction shall be at hand. We need to understand the signs of the time today. The Apostle Paul even said over in Thessalonians, we're familiar with that scripture he was speaking about that day, the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. He said that you should not be soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. He said, let no man deceive you, talking to the those of the church back there at that time, by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. What have we seen in the last 50 years, 75 years? What have we seen in the church world? What have we seen even closer to home in the last 75 years? Not trying to judge any people in particular, but we know that there was a falling away in the early 1900s. And the Holiness Movement, the Holiness Reformation, and all the churches, all the organizations, those that even taught holiness, how far have they fallen from that? How far has mankind degenerated today? The day that we're living in today, I don't believe Sodom and Gomorrah could be any worse than what we have now. Trying to lay a foundation for our thought tonight. Brother Mort mentioned some things that are taking place even right here in our own nation. Abortion. Mass murder. God's anger is kindled. Immoral practices of lives of people of a nation, not only a nation that has professed Christianity down through the years since the birth of this nation, but all the nations of the world, most of them have fallen into the degenerate condition of immorality. People trying to make a mockery out of God's Word. People in, shall I say, society and people in government All walks of life are falling into this. The signs of the time, could they be any clearer? Great things have happened in God's chronology of time every 2,000 years. The first 2,000 years, the end of that 2,000 years, was the flood. The world was destroyed. But at the end of the next 2,000 years, God sent a wonderful plan of salvation by Jesus Christ to redeem a fallen man. We're nearing the end of the last 2,000 years. Where are we tonight? By the Jewish calendar that as I understand it, our time puts us right at hand of the 2,000 years. In fact, some said the 80s. There was a proclamation put forth here a few weeks ago, and maybe some of you saw the little book, 88 Reasons Why the Coming of the Lord Won't Be in 88. Or why it will be in 88, rather. 2 weeks ago, it was prophesied that the Lord would come, the first rapture of the church on the Jewish feast, the seventh trumpet, the day called Rosh Hashanah. But that didn't prove successful. No man knows the time. But brethren, we do know that the time is near and at hand. In James, the writer here, the Lord help us, we desire your prayers. James said in the 5th chapter of James, be also patient, 8th verse, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. And if these brethren that God spoke to and wrote the word back then, how much more is it at hand today? One more scripture, I believe it is, to substantiate what the Word is saying here in regard to this, if we can find it. I believe, was it the Apostle Paul in Colossians, or maybe in Philippians? Don't remember just now where it was, but he spoke about the Lord being at hand. The Lord, we know, is at hand. Philippians 4:5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The signs of the time tell us this, brethren. The church needs to be on guard. The church needs to be awakened even more than it is tonight. I don't say that critically. I'm saying it with a burden and a concern on my heart as I stand behind this pulpit tonight and speak to you the words that the Lord has given me to speak. We understand it. We see it. It's clear. So let us not sleep as others sleep, but let us watch and be sober and let us be ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Now it was said by the Revelator, John the Revelator, over in the 19th chapter of Revelations, as he looked forward and he saw the vision, and and God was projecting to him the situations and the conditions, and he saw the church age from the time of Christ right on down to the end, I believe. And he said in the 19th chapter, and we'll read the 5th verse, beginning at the 5th. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God. That's what we've been doing here these last few days. God is worthy to be praised. Jesus Christ is worthy to be praised. I believe that God is moving from His mediatorial throne, coming. A little experience that I had probably about 12 years ago, down in the campground in Hammond, shook me, made me to know that we were closer than I even realized. I was standing one day During the camp meeting, washing dishes with my hands down in the dish vat. And all of a sudden, I was struck with awe. I heard a voice saying, Christ is moving from His throne. I heard singing way in the distance, like a great multitude of people. I was almost on an impulse, ready to run out and look up. The Lord said, I'm coming shortly. We don't know how long it's going to take the Lord to get here when He leaves His throne. When Jesus ascended in the clouds, when the brethren were standing there on the mountain, Jesus was with Him, and then He was caught up in the clouds. The angel said, this same Jesus, I believe that was in Acts, the first chapter, He said this, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. Another promise of His coming. We don't know how long it's going to take the Lord to come and climax this time side of eternity, bring about the end. We realize that God has told us that we need to be awake and observe the signs of the time and know. I believe it was in Luke, in the first chapter of Luke. Now this was in regard to a prophecy that Zacharias made in concerning his son John, that was the forerunner of Christ. But he said this in the first chapter and 17th verse, and he shall go forth before him, John going before Christ, in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the father to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Christ came preaching the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
He came warning of the wrath of God that would be poured out. That's been, as we said, nearly 2,000 years. May we understand today that that time is right at hand. Where does this put you and me tonight? To be ready, it said here, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. To make ready a people, or to bring a people to a state or a condition of full readiness and preparedness.
Amen.
And God has given us His Word. May the Lord help us to think seriously tonight.
Amen.
We realize that things cannot, as Brother Mark said, cannot go much longer as they are.
No.
We've said a few things here tonight that any logical thinking person could see and realize that the time is at hand.
Yeah.
In the last 2 or 3 years, in the last 5 years, I've talked to people that from the outset they were unbelievers, they were going on in their own ways and ways of the world, but they say something's going to happen. We know things can't go on like they are. We realize that. Something drastic is going to happen. Some great event is going to happen. Beloved, people of the world know this. But yet, they're going on. They're going on in their own ways. But God has given to you and to me the Word and has revealed the truth to us. He's hid these things from the wise and the prudent, but He's revealed them unto babes. He's given us understanding. Will you turn with me over to Ezekiel? I want to read just a little portion of a description, I believe, that would challenge our hearts. This came from God. Possibly, I don't know exactly, maybe 1,000 years before Christ. 700 years or so before Christ. Some of you may have it written in your Bible. Up at the top. 12th chapter of Ezekiel. God was speaking to the prophet here. He said, "The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house." Now I believe that there are people today that they know that the coming of the Lord is at hand, but they're willingly ignorant and going on their own way. Beloved, let us not be willingly ignorant. Let us not close our eyes and wink at the times that we're living in or at the word that God has given us, that we might know the signs of the time and know God's will and God's plan. May we have eyes to see. Therefore, son of man, listen. Therefore, sons of man, children of God, if I may use that here, prepare these stuff for removing. Prepare the goods for removing. And remove by day in their sights. And thou shalt remove from thy place to another place in their sight. If it may be, they will consider, though they be a rebellious house. Then shalt thou bring forth thy stuff or goods by day in their sight, as stuff for removing. I believe God would have us heart, soul, mind, and in every way, by our lives. The goods that we possess is what God has given us first in our own soul. God has given us a soul. The writer, the psalmist David, said, "My soul is continually in my hand." God has given us that as our possession, our life. And God would have us, each one, have that life so prepared and ready and up to date that people around about us would be in no question about who we were, how we were living, or what we were expecting and where we were expecting to go. And as we understand the signs of the time, and as we say that see the day approaching, and we begin to prepare our lives even a little bit more and get our lives in the condition that God would have them in, it's going to cause people to become aware that something is going on. These people, there's something different about these people. They're not so concerned about those things out there in the world. Their lives, they're very discreet in their lives. They're very careful in their lives. They're living a life that the majority of the people in the world is not living. Our life can point to this time, beloved. Our life can point in such a way as we get ourselves ready, prepare ourselves and make ourselves ready and do as, was it Isaiah? When he went to Hezekiah, the Lord sent him to Hezekiah, and he said, "Hezekiah, God said, put your house in order.
Yes.
You're going to die and not live." I would say tonight, beloved, and I know that I feel like there are those here that possibly could even bring this out in words greater than I can, but we need to be stirred. We need to have our house in order.
Yes.
We need to put everything in prospective order and set our and choose our priorities and set them first and be sure that we have them in front of us and we know what we're doing and where we're going.
Amen.
And we understand that the coming of the Lord is right in hand. So he said here, "Prepare thy stuff for removing. Thou shalt bring forth thy stuff or thy goods." I was made to think of the scripture over in Matthew, 5th chapter, 14th verse. For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. God gave to his disciples the word of truth. He's given to you and to me today the word of truth. A knowledge and an understanding of his will, and he has given us the understanding that we can discern by the things that we read and the things that we see and the things that we hear where we are tonight. He has given us his word of truth. He has spoken to us in clear, distinguishable tones through the word. We know where we are tonight. He has given us his doctrines of salvation. His doctrines of truth that we can prepare our lives by that are true, and they are faithful, they are solid, they are sure, and they will carry us to heaven.
Thank the Lord.
If we stand by the Word.
Amen.
And if we are like Job of old was when he said, I believe thy words have I esteemed greater than my necessary food. And the Lord would have us to understand that he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and a knowledge and an understanding of those things. God would have us tonight to be able to see clearly, brethren, and I say this in love of my heart to us all, Christ is coming shortly.
Amen.
The bride hath made herself ready. That's present tense. Present tense. We must be aware tonight. We must understand where we are. God gave the disciples the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He's given you and me the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And he told the disciples, and he tells us today, whatsoever is bound in heaven on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever is loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He's given us the power within the church to exercise the authority of God in casting out devils, in proclaiming the word, in putting judgment to the line, in preaching the word. He's given us his goods. May we prepare with those goods. May we prepare with those goods, even as a church, that we might be in a position today to be ready not only to meet the Lord, but to do His will here until He comes, and to fulfill the purpose and calling that God has given you and I. May the Lord help us tonight. He said, in speaking about, he said, prepare these stuff or goods for removing. You know, when people are expecting to go on a trip of some sort, there's a lot of preparations. We've heard this message before, saints. We understand it. But may the Lord help us tonight to understand it a little bit clearer. I tell you tonight, like I tell the ones down home, I can only give you what the Lord gives me.
Amen.
And forget the man standing up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to the word tonight.
Amen.
Let it reach down deep in your hearts, in our hearts. Jesus said, or the word said rather, over in Ephesians, and this is a familiar scripture in the 6th verse. We all know what he says here, but may it stir our hearts. In the 26th verse of the 5th chapter, I'm sorry, of Ephesians, he said, husbands, love your wives, as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. May we so understand and see today, and I say this from my heart, that the Lord could help us to prepare and use the things that He has given us and the goods that He has given us in our lives and in the church. Prepare and be ready that that day can be such a glorious day for us, and knowing and realizing that because of God and His love and mercy has given us His Word and the understanding, and we have opened our heart to that, and we have with our eyes wide open and our hearts open, prepared ourselves and be in a state of readiness and preparedness. And the Word challenges us here. Then shalt thou bring forth thy goods by day in their sight. May we live it so people can see it. May we live it in such a way that people, there will be no doubt in their minds, as I said, what we're preparing ourselves for, who we are, and where we are, and where we're expecting to go. As removing, and thou shalt go forth at even, in their sights. Where are we here in time? We're at even time. Don't we say sometimes, speaking of ourselves as the Church of God of the Evening Light Reformation, at evening there shall be light. At evening. At even. Saints, I believe God is talking to the church through His Word here. And thou shalt go forth at even in their sights. People are looking on. People are watching us tonight. There are other denominations that are watching us. There are other groups that call themselves the Church of God that are watching this body of people. You believe that?
Amen.
They're watching this body of people. The church. May the Lord help us today. God wants us to present something that will be a fact in people's minds, that they can clearly see that this is the church of God. May the Lord help us. Prepare our stuff for removing and going forth at even in their sights, as they that go forth into captivity. You think, what is this? That means that we're getting everything together. We're getting in all the goods that God has given us. The grace, the power, the ability to live like God would have us to live in this day and time, ready to go. Like we were going to go somewhere and be in captivity forever. Well, we won't be in captivity, but we'll be there forever. But gather it together like you were going into captivity. Get it all together. Get it in. Open up your heart and your life. Stretch out the cords of your tent. Lengthen the stakes.
Yes, amen.
Pray God give us a capacity to contain more. To understand more. A greater vision. For there is no vision, the people perish. A greater vision of the work to be done. May the Lord bless us tonight, saints. I trust this will be a challenge somehow. But gather it all in, like we were going into captivity, so to speak. Dig through the walls in their sight. What did Jesus say? The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The law and the prophets were until John, but from that time the kingdom of heaven has been preached, and every man presseth into it. Dig deep. Dig through the hindering obstacles that Satan would throw before our face.
Amen.
Dig, dig. Work, press, labor hard. That's what it's going to take for us tonight, saints, to be ready. We're talking about being ready in a state of preparedness. May the Lord bless us. Dig through the wall. Satan would try to throw up hindering obstacles before us, but the Lord wants us to press through those things with a determination that we're going to live for God, that we're going to go to heaven regardless of what comes our way.
Yes.
Dig, press. heaven's going to surely be worth it all. Dig through the walls in their sight and carry out thereby. In their sight shalt thou bear it upon thy shoulders and carry it forth in the twilight. Thou shalt cover thy face. Let us hide our face from the earthly things. Let us look toward heaven. Set our heart like a flint toward heaven. And go with God. May God help us to have on a blind bridle. You know what that is. Look straight forward. Not look at the things round about us. Why? Jesus said back there to the disciples, when these things come to pass, He said, look up. For your redemption draweth nigh.
Yes.
Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. In their sights, thou shalt bear it upon thy shoulder and carry it forth in the twilight. Thou shalt cover thy face. Thou shalt see not the ground. The earthly things. Those things that would hold us. God wants us to be heaven-bound saints and not earth-bound.
Amen.
May the Lord help us tonight. May the Lord challenge our hearts and stir us. Christ is coming. Are you ready waiting for the Lord?
Yes.
See the signs proclaim Him near.
Yes.
He said, for I have set thee for a sign unto the house of Israel.
Yes.
An example. Preparedness. Readiness. There may be some folks here tonight that's not prepared, that hasn't been concerned to the point that they have seen that day approaching. To be prepared, beloved, tonight, we know, we've heard the word preached. Jesus said, repent and be baptized.
Yeah.
Repent. That's the first step. Then we hear the writer say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And he didn't stop there. He said, be not conformed to this world. Beloved, if we look round about us, we'll see a lot of conforming to the world today. But God said, be ready. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect and acceptable will of God. May the Lord help us tonight. God wants us to be prepared. God wants us to be ready. And to be prepared and be ready, we're going to have to be sealed. God wants us to be sealed. By the infilling of the Holy Spirit, when a person is, when something is sealed, it's preserved.
Yes.
And it's ready to be eaten sometime down the weeks and the months and the years later on. Waiting, it's preserved, it's there, ready.
Yes.
Over in Ephesians, in the first chapter of Ephesians, I believe it is, the Word said, Paul was speaking here, 10th verse, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. Brethren, you that are here tonight, all of us, we've heard the word of truth.
Yes.
May the Lord help us to be ready. In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. To be ready to meet the Lord. To be ready in life or ready in death. To be ready to meet Him. Beloved, we're going to have to be sealed with the power of the Holy Spirit in our life, that we might be preserved, blameless. The Apostle Paul over in Thessalonians, he said this, and this is a familiar chapter to us, and I say again, I can only give you what the Lord gave me, but I'm giving it to you tonight as the best to my ability. Christ is coming. The bride has made herself ready. We make up part of that bride. Are we in full preparedness and readiness? Are we in full prepared and readiness to meet those things that may yet come our way if Christ spares His coming and tarries His coming? Are we as the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth, ready and prepared to meet those things that are out ahead of us yet? Beloved, we don't know when the Lord's coming, but we know He is coming, and we know there are some things out ahead of us that the church is going to have to be prepared for. That the church can stand steadfast, that it can stand unmovable, and that means that you and I as individuals, this is individuals speaking, and it is collectively speaking. May the Lord help us tonight. I wish everyone, young people, middle-aged people, I wish tonight I could impart to you the burden of my heart. I know all you ministers here have it, your brother. May the Lord help us. Stir up our minds. We must be sealed. We must be preserved by the Holy Spirit of God. We must be equipped with the goods that God has given you and me to know how to stand in this evil day. And then having done all to stand, stand. Ready, waiting for the Lord. Ready to do His will. Ready, whatever the call may be for us tonight. Ready. Ready to suffer grief or pain.
Brother Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Go back to 12 and 6 verse there. And there's that twilight in there. Aren't we in the twilight of evening light now?
We're in the twilight. Thank you, brother, for the evening light. The sun is going down below the horizon. Can we see it, saints? Can we understand it? Young people, the day is approaching. I would that Christ could even speak the words to stir our hearts tonight. Why? It's inevitable. It's coming. The Word has said it. Jesus said it. I believe it. And that settles it. Is that the way we see it tonight? May the Lord help us. Ready. The bride hath made herself ready. Are you ready tonight? Young people, young folks, middle-aged folks, all of us, God wants us to be ready. Ready to suffer grief or pain. Ready to stand the test. Ready to stay at home and send others if He sees best. Ready to go, ready to bear, ready to watch and pray, ready to stand aside and give till He shall clear the way, ready to speak, ready to think, ready with heart and brain, ready to stand where He sees fit, ready to bear the strain, ready to speak, ready to warn, ready o'er souls to yearn, ready in life, ready in death, ready for His return. May the Lord bless and encourage and stir our hearts. God would have us to be preserved through the power of the Spirit, being able to live free and above sin. And we can, thank the Lord. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I said all I had was the Word here tonight. I trust that the Word will stir our souls. He said, having done all to stand, stand. Beloved, we're going to need to be able to stand in this evil day. And it's coming on us. It's moving fast. It's moving swift. It's closing in round about us. I cannot say it in the way that I would like to. To stir our hearts. I believe tonight that if we understood it fully, that we would be on our knees praying more for lost souls. That we would be standing before people. I know you can't force people to serve God, but you can warn them. We can warn them. We have a duty and an obligation. But we are in the evil day, and we must be ready to stand. Stand the test. Stand, not being moved away from the hope of the gospel. Being steadfast. Being unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Yes.
Be prepared.
Yes.
The Word tells us how we might be prepared. Seeing then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Then in the 6th chapter he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. We're going to have to be strong because there are things that's coming against us like a flood from Satan. There are spirits of the world. We know this. Things moving in today. Things moving in that never has been as great as they are now, to lead us astray, to deceive us. He said, let no man deceive you. But God wants us to be able to stand, saints. And we can be, thank the Lord.
Yes, amen.
We're going to have to stand in the Spirit. That's the only way we'll be able to make it. Stand in the Spirit. Having on the whole armor of God.
Yes, your Lord.
Having on the whole armor of God. Not part of it, not a little bit of it, but we're going to have it all on tonight.
Yeah.
Our hearts prepared, our lives prepared for moving.
Amen.
God's counting on us. God's depending on us. We've got a work to do as God's people. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We've heard these, but saints, it's more important tonight, now, than it has ever been before. Why? Because the day is closer at hand. It's nigh at hand. Will you believe the Word? May the Lord help us. Put on the whole armor of God. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities and against powers that's moving against the church.
Yes.
Even today. Principalities and powers. We're going to see this. We're going to see it within a very short length of time. We're seeing it now. Things are moving against the church. Some have experienced it within the last 2 to 3 years. Governments are getting a greater handhold on the church. I'm talking about the church world now, not on the church of God. But we'll feel some effects of some of these things. May the Lord help us that we're going to stand for truth and right. We're going to stand, and we're going to have to be ready to stand. We know of some of those things that have already happened. May we understand that if we live for God, that we're going to face some persecution and some places in our life where things are going to move against us. But above all, young people, middle-aged, all of us here tonight, we want to be ready because the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. We're fighting the good fight of faith, endeavoring to lay hold on eternal life, and endeavoring to stand against the world. The world. The world is making inroads in some people's lives. We don't want to allow Satan to make any inroads in our life in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Let us take a stand against the world and the forces of evil. And those things that are out there that are working through spirits and influences and elements that are coming against the church.
Yes.
Coming against you. Coming against me. Be ready.
Yes,
be in a state of full readiness and preparedness. We can be, thank the Lord. And God has designed it for us to be. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's the goods. That's the good, saints. God wants us to prepare with the goods that He has given us. And then there was another little parable that Jesus spoke, and He said, the husbandman, the kingdom of heaven is like a husbandman that took a long journey, but before he left, he went to his servants and he said, occupy till I come. We're going to have to stand. God's counting on us. God's depending on us. But to be able to stand, saints, those things that are coming, we're going to have to be ready. I say this with a deep burden and a concern. I would that no one would take things like this lightly. God has given us the understanding. The Word said, study to show thyself approved unto God. Approved unto God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. We're talking about being prepared. Study to show thyself approved. Seek the will of God for yourself. I must seek the will of God for myself. Be like Paul of old, when the light from heaven smote him to the ground as he walked going on the road to Damascus. And Jesus spoke out of heaven, said a few words to Paul, and Paul said, Lord, what would you have me to do? What do you want me to do? What can I do? Was it not John Kennedy that said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country? Cannot we ask, Lord, what can I do for you? What can I do to be more of an instrument in your hand and be ready and be prepared for whatever you call me to do in this life until you come? But above all, Lord, that I may know where you want me to be. What can I do for you? Lord, help us tonight. Lord, help us. Be prepared. Jude said this in closing. May the Lord help us. I wish that I could convey this little thought tonight to you. And the way that the Lord has laid it on my heart. He said, but 20th verse, but ye beloved. Listen, we're talking about being ready. This is something that we're going to have to do every day. We're going to have to work at this every day. We're going to have to be prayed up, measured up, lived up, ready to go every day. Yes. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying as we have never prayed before. Praying for ourselves, praying for our children, praying for all of those that lost or are lost. Yes. Praying, Lord, help me to be what you're calling me to be. Yes. Help me to be able to conduct myself and be that light and that example that you want me to be. Be ready. Be in such a way that I can point people to you.
Yes.
And let my life show that I'm ready to go to heaven.
Yes.
But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Saints, young folks, God is calling for a people that are ready. The bride hath made herself ready. Let's look inward just a minute. Is there anything in my life that's unlike God? Is there anything that's hindering that fullness of God working in my life? Is there anything that's hindering that preserving power of God, the sealing power of the Spirit, that would be down in there, that would cause a problem in my life, that would hinder me, even after all I've done? Paul said something about, after I have preached to others, and then be a castaway. May the Lord help us to look deep into our hearts tonight. Is there anything unlike God there? We've heard a lot about love in this meeting. God is love, and they that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and He in them. Are we ready, waiting for the Lord? See the signs, proclaim Him near. Lord, help us not to be blind. Some people are sleeping a perpetual sleep that cannot be wakened. If there's anything in our life at all, we need to get that straightened up and cleared up now.